The curtain rises. Act One, Scene One. A woman approaches a well, alone, at the hottest hour of the day. We're not exactly sure why she comes when the sun hangs heaviest in the sky, its shimmering heat parching the land, leaving the landscape thirsty and dry. Perhaps it is because this is the time of day when she can come to the well and be left alone and fill her water jar in peace. As she draws near to the well, she finds that she's not alone. She squints in the sunlight, holding onto her jar. The image of a man shimmers like a mirage in the noonday heat. He's sitting by the well. His shoulders sag. He rubs his dirty, blistered feet. He's thirsty. He's not from Samaria. His clothes and the way he wears his beard, his hair, give him away. He is a Jew in a land where Jews do not come to visit. He is a stranger. He is tired. He is thirsty. But he has no way to draw water from the well. "Give me a drink," he says. The sound of his voice startles her. Men do not speak to women in public, not even to their sisters and wives. And Jewish men certainly do not speak to Samaritan women. It just isn't done. But he does. The woman sets down her jar. And the man engages her in a conversation about water. "If you would just ask, I would give you living water," he says to her. Living water? Does he mean he is going to go and bring her fresh running water from a stream or river? There are no streams or rivers nearby. This is the desert. It is hot and dry. What does he mean, living water? The man continues to speak. He seems to know everything about the woman, which is odd, because how would he know? He is not from around here. Oddly enough, this doesn't frighten her, the fact that he knows. In truth, she feels relieved. In this man's presence, the woman does not pretend to be other than who she is, and he does not condemn her, as so many others have. But enter the disciples. Act One, Scene Two. The disciples are either too polite or shocked to say what comes to their minds when they first come upon the scene at the well. What they think is, why in the world is Jesus talking to a Samaritan woman? Not, oh, isn't that nice? Look, Jesus is taking time to talk to a woman to whom we wouldn't give the time of day. Instead, they think, what in the world is he doing? Maybe they should be asking, who in the world does he think he is? Because Jesus knows the answer to that question, by God. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, living water. The Samaritan woman catches on to this sooner than the disciples, although they're the ones who've been traveling with his posse for months now. As the disciples fumble about, the woman quietly exits the scene. The curtain closes. End of Act One. During intermission, the disciples ask Jesus if he wants something to eat. Popcorn? Nachos? How about a supersized soda? No, Jesus says, I have food to eat of which you know nothing. What's this? Has Jesus sneaked his own food into the show? Did someone bring him a box of Junior Mints when they weren't looking? Jesus shakes his head. What feeds me is doing God's work, he says. The disciples scratch their heads and shrug and pass the popcorn extra butter. The curtain rises. Act 2, Scene 1, the town of Sychar. Kicking up the dust, the woman runs breathless down the main street. People are just getting up from their afternoon naps. A flock of chickens scatters and a donkey brays. Soon a crowd has gathered around the woman, people who haven't spoken to her in years. Something's happened. What? A man at the well. He knows everything I've ever done. Could he be the Messiah? The words tumble from her mouth in strong, thick breaths, and the words astonish them. The Messiah? Here in Samaria? What are we waiting for? Let's go see. Act 2, Scene 2. Back at the well, an empty water jar. Jesus still talking to the disciples about foods and crops and harvest. Blank stares on the faces of the disciples. Then a sound like thunder, like a herd of buffalo scrambling across a dry stream bed. It's the townsfolk running, excited, thrilled. There he is. It's him. Just as she said, isn't this great? Their hearts are so eager, their spirits so open and unafraid, they are so ready to believe. Their joy at seeing Jesus is like, well, it's like a cup of cool water on a blistering hot summer day. Welcome, they say, welcome. We are so glad to have you here. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. Come and stay with us for a while. We are thirsty for every word you have to say. Jesus leaves with the crowd, leaves the disciples, leaves the well, leaves the empty water jar. He never did get that drink, but that's okay. He has spirits to fill. The curtain falls, end Act 2. Act 3. On the stage, a well, an empty water jar. And you sit by the well and you wonder, how did I get in this play? I'm not an actor. Right, you're not an actor. This is not a play. This is real life. You sit there. A friend comes along. I feel so alone, she says. I have no one to talk to. I've done a terrible thing, but I can't tell anyone because I'm afraid you all judge me and turn away. Some days I feel as though I am dying of thirst. You don't know what to say, so you say nothing. She starts to walk away. Wait, wait, you call after her. I can listen, at least. You reach out your hand and you realize that you're holding a glass of water. Have some, you say. And your friend hesitates, then takes the water and takes a sip while you listen to her tell you what she's done. You do not judge. You know that there are things in your own life you wish you could change. So you listen until she's finished. I'll pray for you, you say, and you mean it. She hands the empty water glass back to you. Thanks for listening, she says. I feel better now. And she exits the stage. Someone else is walking toward you now. It's a child, but it's not one from church or anyone that you've seen around the neighborhood. Well, he looks like one of those kids you see on TV with the big swollen bellies and his eyes as huge as empty pools. I'm thirsty, he says. You remember that Just that week at church, the preacher talked about this special offering being collected to help buy food for hungry people, build homes for those who have none. You held on to your money because you've been saving for some new clothes and that they were just about to go on sale. The little boy holds his hand out to you, and you make a mental note to take those few dollars you tucked away and put them in the offering plate next week. As you're thinking this, you realize that without even knowing it, you've handed that thirsty little boy a glass of water. And he takes it and he gulps it down noisily, wipes his cracked lips, hands you the empty water glass, and totters away. You set the empty glass down, sit down by the well. Oh, sigh. It's been a long day. Your stomach grumbles. Your mouth is so dry. Time to go home. Before you get a chance to stand up, you hear a noise. Someone else is walking toward you. Oh no, now what? The man looks familiar. It's the guy from the play, the one who talked to the Samaritan woman. Yikes! What does he want? He sits down next to you by the well. Thirsty? He asks. And you nod. He picks up the empty water glass and hands it to you. Whoa! The glass is full. Who filled that up when you weren't looking? You take a drink of water. Oh, it tastes so good. You've forgotten how good this living water tastes. So you drink and you drink and you drink until you're not thirsty anymore. Why don't I drink this water more often? You think to yourself. Your gaze falls on the empty water jar, but it's not empty. It's so full, it's running over, spilling all over the stage. The man looks at you and winks. You see, that's the thing about living water. There's always enough to go around. Pray with me. Lord, you offer us living water. Why don't we take the time to stop and drink of it until we're so thirsty we think we'll never be filled? You give us living water, and you ask us to share it, to give it to those who are also thirsty, those we know and those we don't. Lord, you give us living water, and there is always enough to go around. Help us, O Lord, to take and drink and share. In the name of Jesus Christ, the living water, we pray. And let all God's people say, Amen.